I don't know about y'all, but those bless my heart, each one. And so Ari grabbed Crystal's phone and went and recorded the her Mother's Day video on her own. And I think it was about 5 minutes long, y'all. So we had to cut it down. But how sweet each one of those was. And I hope and pray that you received a blessing from that. So today I got to thinking about mamas and, you know, what they mean and how they act. And I'm going to be honest with you, I got to thinking about my wife and how great of a mom she is. And I got to thinking about certain things, certain instances. So Christy picked up the kids sometimes. I picked them up most of the time. And I'm getting that look. Y'all can't see. So she's going through the car rider line, and I don't know what was on her mind, what she was doing. I don't know if she was on the phone. This was years ago when Chloe and Belle was still in elementary school. This was before the time that they called them up and you had the piece of paper. They just drove up, and they knew you, and your kids come running to the car. So Christy comes driving up, being the best mom she can. She pauses for a minute. The kids see her. And she drives off. she went to the school to pick our kids up. And she performed everything she really needed to perform, but stopping and letting the kids get in the car. I could just see our kids running to the teacher now. Hey, there goes my mama right there. She is pulling away. So she got down the road, and of course, she had to turn around and go get them. So I've been studying on that, and I got some scripture, and I've been praying, and God led me to share that with y'all today. Even though it may cost me my life here a little later, God led me to share that. So was at a wedding rehearsal yesterday, and the flower girl's grandmother was in charge of the flower girl and the grandmother's part of the wedding. So we went through the rehearsal one time, and then we gathered back up at the top of the hill, and we're going to do it again. So everybody's getting ready, and the grandmother says, "Oh, Lord, where's the flower girl?" And everybody's like, she said, "Oh, I forgot her." So she turns around and go, and the flower girl's just sitting back there in the middle of the chairs that set out, the few chairs that set out, and just sitting there. She said, "Oh, I forgot her." I looked over and I said, "That is part of my sermon tomorrow." So then they go on and say, "Well, that ain't half of it." This grandmother tells me, "Look, one time I lost one of my they got three girls. Said one time I left one of my daughters at the ball field. We got home, and I was in the shower, and the father came in and says, 'Hey, have you seen so-and-so?' And the mom said, 'No, she's with you.' And the dad says, 'No, she's not.' They done had to go back to the ball field, call the law, and she was just sitting there waiting on them." And I'm not downgrading any mother. I'm not downgrading my wife. I'm just saying sometimes the things, there's no doubt in my mind how much my wife loves my daughters. No doubt in my mind. She would give everything, every ounce of her for them. But sometimes our mind gets too cluttered, and we may leave them behind. So with that being said, if you would take your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 2, and I think some of you may already know where I'm going with this and what story we're going to talk about for a little bit this morning. But I hope to shed some new light on it and share something with you that makes you think a little harder. So Luke chapter 2, when you get there, please stand if you don't mind and reverence the reading of God's Word. I'm going to start in verse number 41. I tell you what, we'll start in 43. It says, "And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew it not. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him after their kinsfolks and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Let us pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this Mother's Day, Lord. I thank you for my mother. Lord, I just ask that you give her a good Mother's Day, Lord. I pray for all these mothers, Lord. But at this point in time right now, Lord, I pray that you'll just clear our thoughts and our minds with no distractions, Lord, that you may speak straight from heaven. Lord, that this word that we hear may alter us, Lord. It may change our lives, and it may help us walk more narrowly in your word. And dear God, I just pray right now, Lord, with everybody in the sound of my voice, Lord, if someone needs a touch of heaven, today will be their day they get it, Lord. And Lord, I just pray for the people who are hearing me, Lord, if they don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior. God, I'm asking you, Lord, save their souls. Lord, burden their hearts. Convict them, Lord. And it's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. You know, Mary forgot Jesus. Like, she probably thought he was with Joseph, and Joseph probably thought he was with Mary. And so, I don't know, but they got a day's travel. So it took 3 days because it took a day for them to leave and get this far. Then it took a day to get back. Then it took them a day to find him. I can just think in my mind the panic of these parents. The panic of, where is Jesus? He's supposed to be with us, and he's not with us. Where is he? Here's this 12-year-old boy all alone in Jerusalem. I want to ask you right now, are you traveling without Jesus today? Are you walking this walk of life without him? And some of you that's listening, you may not have never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Then you're not traveling this walk, this life with Jesus. But some of us as a Christian, we may have already given our life to Christ, and we might think we've got it made now. Now, I'm not saying you don't carry Jesus everywhere you go with you, but I want you to bear with me here and think about this for a minute. You know, sometimes we may be close to Jesus and travel with him, and him travel with us. But just because you're saved doesn't mean he's leading the way. Mary was as close to Jesus as probably anybody on this earth. Anybody earthly, I'm sure that she had more love for Jesus Christ than anybody in this book, because she birthed him. A mother's love is so strong. But she still traveled without him. She still left him behind. So I know as Christians today, we could be walking this walk, doing what we do, and Jesus be kind of left behind because it's not in the will of God. So that led me to Exodus chapter 33. So to build this, to shed some history about this, is Moses. And you all know Moses was a chosen man of God. But Moses, He was off hiding because of a murder that had been committed, and God came and found him. And ain't you glad? That's in chapter 3 of Exodus. See, Moses had an encounter with God that transformed his life. Ain't you glad that even when you're trying to hide from God, you're trying to hide from everything that's happening in your life, you want to crawl in a hole and get under a rock and pull it over and hide from everything? That I'm so glad that God can come to where you are, and he can bless you and transform your life and change your life. That's in Exodus chapter 3. So, and in Exodus chapter 14, just go right along, that's when the Red Sea was parted. And the waters was pressed up high to the left and pressed up high to the right. And over 1 million Israelites walked on dry land to get away from the Egyptians. So Moses was being used of God. He'd seen miraculous things. And so Moses was in between. Right here in 33, Moses was in between being a slave to the Egyptians and being enslaved and in bondage. And he wasn't quite in Canaan yet, which is the promised land. Moses was in between those. He was in between the worst part of his life and not really had the best part of his life yet. He was in between that and he wasn't in a great place. How many of you may be there right now? You're not really in a great place. Maybe you're stuck in the wilderness, as many preachers have preached throughout time. But Moses was stuck in the wilderness. He was like, Lord, here, I'm going to read this scripture before I get way ahead of myself because I'm excited. I'm pumped about this sermon. My heart's beating really fast right now. If you're in Exodus 33, chapter 33, look at verse number 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. Listen, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. This is Moses telling God, show me your glory, God. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Listen, y'all. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou cannot see my face, for thou shalt no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. Thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cliff of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my backward parts, but my face shall not be seen. See, right there, the Lord is saying, listen, Moses, I'm going to give you what you need right here in this place, because, listen, you ask it, so I will give it. But let me tell you, I know you by name. And he says, I'm going to put you in a place. See, Moses was needing a breath of fresh air. Moses, he was kind of becoming stale in his life. Maybe some of you are living spiritually paycheck to paycheck, or spiritually Wednesday to Wednesday, or Sunday to Sunday, or spiritually even monthly to monthly. And maybe during this quarantine time, the time you hadn't been able to come to church, maybe your faith, maybe you've become stale in your walk with Christ. Maybe you need a breath of fresh air. What you need to do is just like Moses did. You need to fall on your face and you need to say, I need to see your glory, God. I need to feel your touch. I need to know that you're still there. I remember what you've done for me in the past. I know what you brought me from. I know what I used to be, and I know what you've done. But what I need is for you to touch me again, oh Lord. And that's what Moses was crying out for. Man, are you down in that valley today? Are you struggling? See, some people are struggling. They've been waiting on that stimulus check from the government. But some of us might need a stimulus check from straight from heaven spiritually. We might need, Lord, just to stimulate our prayer life. Stimulate our study habits. We might need the Lord to stimulate our tithing. We might need the Lord to stimulate our singing, our worship. We might need the Lord to stimulate our peace in our life. I don't know what you need, and I don't know why you're in that valley right now or why you feel the way you feel, but I'm saying it needs to come straight from heaven, and you don't need to look for the government. You don't even need to look to your mama for it. You need to look for God Almighty. You need to go to the cross where Jesus Christ bled and died for your sins and mine and say, I need to see your glory one more time. But, you know, some of us have become kind of stale. Y'all know what stale is? Stiff. I don't know about y'all, but don't y'all love to go to the barbecue places and get that fresh bread? Anybody? Anybody in the house? Anybody listening? Do you love to go to those barbecue places? And you know, you two Zebs, they had the whole loaf on the table. Well, now they can't do that. They got to put it in little baggies. And several places, Bar H puts it in baggies, and that's what I got right here. I got a little baggie of barbecue fresh bread. Yeah. Let me tell you, I got a piece of the same bread, but it's stale. Listen. Yeah, that's stale. It's been sitting out of the package that we got for one day. I don't know about y'all. For me, this is just like one of them end pieces. First thing it's going in the trash. I ain't eat. I love me some soft bread. The kind that you make a good old tomato sandwich with a bunch of mayonnaise and pepper, and it sticks to the roof of your mouth. That kind of soft bread is what I'm talking about. This is stale bread. I'm talking about some of our spiritual life is as stale as this bread is now. It's not pliable. It does not affect our life. It's just there. We don't walk with God. We don't talk with God. We don't study about Him. We don't praise Him. We don't do anything, but our life is stale. And we wonder why. I don't know about y'all, but some of our church, listen to me, we sing in the choir, we read our Bibles, we go through this life, but you don't have any peace, you don't have a life, you don't have any excitement. And you know why? Your spiritual life has become stale because you left Jesus behind. You drove your car off just like Christy did. You had every intention of picking Jesus up and carrying Him with you, but you kept driving. See, Jesus needed to be a part of that ceremony yesterday. The little girl needed to be a part of the ceremony yesterday, and everything was getting set and ready, but we forgot her. Sometimes that's what we do in our Christian walk. Sometimes we need to ask God and seek God for His glory, because Moses was tired, worn out. He needed something fresh with God. I wonder how many of y'all's tired and worn out. Just need something fresh with God. See, in verse number 13, Moses says, "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way." Show me your way, Lord. And then Moses said something that I think we all need to hear in verse number 15. He said, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence." You know what that's saying? That's saying, Jesus, if your presence ain't going to be with me, I ain't going. I wonder how many of us on the praise team would say, I sang without Jesus sometime. How many of us preachers would say, I've preached without Jesus? How many of us teachers would say, I've taught without Jesus? I hope and pray that we don't do that, but I know within the span of 5 years, that's happened. But I hope and pray it don't go forward. See, He was needing God to be with him. Moses was needing God to be there. And so often we go places without God and we do things without God. But we need to refuse to do anything without God's presence in the midst of everything that we do. You're gonna get married, boy. You better make sure that God's in the midst of it. Don't invite him after you done got married and after there's trouble in paradise. You're going to go get a new job. You better make sure that God is with you and walking with you in that job. Don't go get that job for more money because the world says you need to. You better be in the will of God because it's going to be miserable if you're not. Don't you go to that place and do those things if God ain't in it, because if God ain't in it, it's going to be bad. Amen? Listen, y'all, we need to stay fresh in our walk with Christ. What if we lived our lives this way? What you know what God's answer was to Moses? Moses says, God said, "My presence shall go with thee," in verse number 14, "and I will give thee rest." God said, "Moses, I got you. I'll be with you. I'll do whatever you need me to do. I will be with you." So when you get so desperate and you need God, ask Him and He'll be there. God will show up. And He, listen, God may be in the car with you right now, riding down the road, listening to this message. But I want to ask you, is God driving the car or is He sitting in the back seat? Because Joseph and Mary had Jesus sitting in the back, and they didn't even know He was gone. Verse number 17 hit me hard. "Thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name." When you're all alone, y'all, when you're in the darkness and you're all alone and you're going through hard times in the world, it may not know it. The world may not, your mama may not know it. Your parents, your spouse, whoever may not know what you're going through. They may not know how you feel. They may not even know how to help you, but God knows, because He knows your name. He put the stars in the sky and the ocean and the water in the ocean, and He built these big old mountains that we could just look at and just, wow. He hung the sun and the moon, and he knows what everybody's doing right now. But you know what? He still knows my name. And He ain't like old Dwayne and call somebody's name wrong. He knows my name, how it's spelled, and how to say it. Because He knows me. And I may know a lot of people, but I'm still going to get people's name wrong. If I ever got your name wrong, don't type amen. But He's not going to get it wrong, because He knows you and He loves you and He's all-knowing. That's the thing, y'all. We need to go to Him for that freshness. Don't be stale. Some of us might need to say, "God, just show me your glory." Verse number 19, He said, "I'll make all goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee." See, but we got to remember, we can't see God's face. There's not even words in the English, in the human language, to describe the goodness of God. And it's pretty amazing. It's too big for you. God's plan for your life is too big for you. So if you're having struggle right now, if you're feeling like your walk is stale, this gets me fired up. And if I get, you might well turn the volume down on your TV and computer screen, your phone, whatever. But I'm going to read this. Listen to me. When your life seems unbearable, verse number 21 says, "Behold, there is a place by me." Listen now. God is telling us, there is a place by me where I can put you, and you shall stand upon a rock. This is the Old Testament, y'all, standing upon a rock. And this rock that has been built is Jesus Christ. So I'm going to put you by me, standing on a rock of Jesus Christ. Listen to me now. "And it shall come to pass when my glory pass by, I will put thee in a cliff in the rock. I will put you where you need to be, so you will be protected, so you will be covered." See, He said, "I will cover you with my hand." See, as long as this piece of bread is covered with this right here, look, it'll flip around, flop, and be pliable. It will be as fresh could be. But when it gets out of the covering of Christ, and when the world starts to come
upon it. It just goes to pieces like some of our lives do. And I'm sorry, but I can't stand it right now. I don't want no Christian to be walking around in all this mess when all they had to do was be covered by the grace of God and be fresh in their walk. I got a little intense there, y'all. But this is intense stuff we're talking about here. There's people in our midst hurting. They're crying out for help, but they're crying out to their mamas and daddies, to the pastor. And that's good and all, but you need to cry out to God and say, Lord, I need you one more time. God, show me your presence. Show me your glory. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. And it may just be some emotions that you're dealing with. It may be a job. It may even be an addiction or temptation or trial. Whatever it is, if it's important to you, it's important to God. Because He knows your name. And He knows who you are. God gave Moses everything He could give him without taking his life. Everything he needed. So we need to get out of that mindset that we can go and do and serve how we want to and leave Jesus, leave him in the Bible. We got this. No, you need God to have you. I want to ask you, have you been living this life without Jesus? You might say, no, I got him in my heart. No, I mean, have you been living your life without Jesus? And maybe we need to cry out to Him today, just like Moses did, and ask for God something fresh. Because none of us ever in our lives, I've been to eating with a lot of people. We go to a barbecue place. If the bread is stale, they're going to ask for another loaf. Not be shy about it. Hey, I need some more bread. Maybe you. Go ahead and start, baby. Maybe you need to ask Jesus, I need a breath of fresh air. I need a fresh loaf, Lord. Can you help me with that? Lord, please. Because I'm sure all you mamas out there, I've been praying for some of these folks who's struggling. Belle's going to sing a mama's prayer. During this song, we've got a Google number that you can text or call. It'll be at the bottom of the screen. I'm going to ask you to do that. If God has spoke to you today, and if you need a fresh loaf, us pastors, we just want to pray for you. We just want to lift your name up. We ain't got to know the whole circumstance. When your number comes in, it shows a number. We don't even know who it is unless you put your name. We want to pray for you. So I encourage you to do that. But before they sing the song, I'd ask you this. If you've never invited Jesus Christ to be in your life, why not do that today? That's why we do what we do, so people will accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and also that lives will be mended, that God will work and mend lives, mend homes, build strong relationships between husband and wife, and husband and wives and kids, so they can go out and be a lighthouse. So if you have never accepted Christ, I would ask you to bow your head and say a prayer like this, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, but I know you sent your Son to die on a cross for my sins. Lord, please forgive me for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart, Lord, and save me, and be Lord of my life. Amen. See, it's as easy as that. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. So if you said a prayer like that, you have to say it. I can't say it for you. I can't pray you into heaven. You have to. But I believe you got saved. We'd love to know about it. So please, send us a text message on that number. And mamas, mama who's praying, for all you praying mamas out here, we're going to close out with this song today.